All right, hello podcasters. This is the first time we've ever done a podcast intro.
We're doing it professionally this week.
Yeah, we are, because we normally have a really weird, awkward...
Hello, it's Miles and Al here.
Hello, it's Miles and Al, and then into the first bit. We thought, well, let's record bonus... Is bonus content what we call it?
It is, yeah. It's like if they were going to do release the DVD of our show with... You know, several minutes of extra footage. It's like that, isn't it?
It'd be the only DVD in history that would never have to worry about being pirated. No one is buying that DVD.
No one's buying DVDs.
Oh, I tell you what DVD, my pride and joy of my DVD collection.
Oh, yeah?
Fame Academy Series 1.
Wow.
Oh, it was good. Do you remember Fame Academy?
Yeah, that was amazing.
It was a great DVD.
David Sneddon.
Yeah, it was the one that he won. When he came from nowhere, he wasn't in it. Remember, he wasn't in it at the start.
Was he not?
He didn't get in, and then someone was sick, or someone pulled out, and
then
he got put in.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, he's writing songs about coffee, and he's winning the thing.
And he's never looked back.
They should bring Fame Academy back.
Yeah, that was a nice reality show.
Well, I liked it, because it wasn't just singing. They had to write the song. David Sneddon, Lamar, I had his CD as well, and Ainsley. And I don't remember Ainsley's third name. It wasn't Harriet, but that's
Ainsley.
Chef.
Oh, yeah, Ainsley. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Ainsley, who always wore tops, were slightly too short.
I met Lamar once.
Did you?
Yeah. That's the story.
Where? When? How? Why?
It was at one of those things where there's like a whole bunch of people on the bill and some of them are a bit questionable, but sort of bumped into it. I was like, all right, Lamar.
You're not saying Lamar's questionable, are you?
No, of course not, no.
I wonder what he's doing now.
Yeah. Actually, I think he's released new music recently.
Has he?
Yeah, I wonder
what David Sneddon's doing now.
Who knows?
Just being Scottish up in Scotland, still drinking coffee. Something like that.
He's having a great time.
Anyway, we had a good show today, so...
We did, if we do say so ourselves. It's very good,
you edit the podcast. What's going in? Big ass, big quiz.
The quiz is going in,
was
obviously.
Shocking.
Yeah.
My top three today was Brexity, but not... Don't. It's not bad Brexit. Mm. It's fine Brexit.
Yeah.
And being on different teams to your partner.
Mm.
So we've got all of that coming up on the podcast today. Enjoy... If you're still listening, you might have tuned out by now.
Hello.
Enjoy the podcast. And we're back for three shows next week. We're back on the day before Christmas. Christmas Eve.
That's what it's called, yeah.
Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
Oh, I can't wait.
I can't wait. I just get to spend Christmas with you, Al.
You lucky thing.
Oh, I am. Have a good day. Enjoy the podcast.
Radio made in Watford. Vibe 107.6.
Time to go through what's on our mind this week.
Oh, this is nice.
And I've got a bit posh today.
Yeah, this is very gentle.
It's very gentle. It's nice. Yeah. It's easy into the days, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It's only half six.
So what's on my mind at the moment is it's almost impossible to buy generic Christmas cards these days.
Yeah.
Oh, so this week I've been entrusted by my mum, terrible idea, by the way, to sort out my cousin's Christmas cards. Because even she doesn't trust the New Zealand postal system, especially around COVID times.
Yeah.
So I've had to be looking for cards to put some money in and send them off.
Mm.
Oh, my God. It's all happy birthday, dad. I was like, well, they're not my dad. Happy birthday, no, not mum either. And I don't want to give them like a special nephew.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Ugh. No, so I was looking for... The only generic ones you can get are packs of 15.
That's what
I want. I don't want them next year.
Yeah.
I'm planning on mum being back and fully fighting fit for this job. Oh, it was a nightmare. But I did find some eventually. God, they're boring as well. I like funny cards.
Mm. I hate when cards... They say inside something on your behalf. It's like that, and it puts a whole poem in there.
Yeah,
you know, to your grandma or whatever. That's not what I want to say at all. I wrote my own message. Thank you very much.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, so do I. Happy Christmas from from me. That's pretty much why. I think I said I did a different variation of the same message in all three cards. Hope you've had a good year.
Yeah.
Hope next year's good. We hopefully look forward to seeing you soon. That was it. But I did panic as soon as I posted them.
Mm.
I panicked that I'd left money out. One of them.
Oh yeah, this is it, isn't it?
Because I was thinking, if I've left money out of one, they're just going to assume that we hate them.
Yeah.
And
do you always check the envelope when you get a card?
Yeah. I always check the floor because it normally falls out.
Yeah. Worried I'm going to put a tenner in the recycling or something.
Exactly. What's on your mind this week?
Does anyone buy quality cereal roses when it's not Christmas?
I don't know.
Like, would you just get it in June or something?
There's probably somebody.
There must be, because I'm wondering, you know, otherwise would they manage to stay in business? Do enough people buy them at Christmas?
Well, think about this. Christmas tree companies stay in business.
Well, yeah, that's true.
So if enough people are buying them at the right time of year, you just live off that for the rest of the year.
Yeah. Are they even in the shops for the rest of the year? Now, I don't know.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure someone does. It's a for a birthday, you'd get them for someone, surely.
I would think that was weird if someone got me quality street for a birthday.
Kids' birthday parties would keep them up.
Because you put them in a party bag, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's true.
A couple of Quality Street. Bag, yeah. You open it up and you go, oh, God, I got the Turkish Delight.
The triangle,
oh,
come on.
Yuck, why would I want this?
Radio made in Watford. Vibe.
You were saying a couple of minutes ago off air that you were talking about how your jeans had ripped in the last sling, and you were saying you thought maybe it's because you're getting a bit of weight.
Yeah.
Is that because you're drinking beer every morning?
Well, it's not morning. Give me that.
How is the advent calendar going?
Yeah, so I've got a beer advent calendar, which is great. Oh, last night's beer. Oh.
Is it good?
I've been doing these beer reviews on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook and putting them everywhere else. And last night's was a candy cane champagne ale.
Wow.
Oh, aftertaste was very candy caney, but not quite as minty.
That sounds extraordinary.
It was. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. Here's the question, though. It's something like that. It's like it's a novelty thing. Could you drink a pint of it?
I could drink a pint of it in the pub, not in June.
No.
Specifically for now.
Yeah.
But it was very nice.
Yeah.
It was very nice.
That sounds pretty special.
It was special. You know what it was?
Yeah.
It was. I sat there and went, this is special. I'm enjoying this.
I'm jealous. I've not even got a normal advent calendar.
Haven't you?
No. When I was a kid, by the way, we didn't have chocolate ones. We had ones where there's just a picture behind the door.
Oh, your parents were cruel, weren't they? Oh, that is... Is that child cruelty?
I think it might be, yeah.
It might be. You just had a picture. Oh, yeah, yeah. Great, there's a tree.
Yeah, there's a stocking.
Oh, see, what you get a chocolate with the picture behind it. That was the...
No,
you,
not in my house.
You get a little tree chocolate and you think, what the hell's that meant to be? And then you look at the picture behind it and you go, oh, actually, it's Santa.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how... Oh, you poor thing. No wonder you're the way you are.
Vibe 107.6.
Lots of chat about trade agreements over the last few days. Are we getting one? Aren't we getting one?
We're bang into this sort of thing on this
Brexit
show, you know.
Deal. We I don't know. It looks like we might be getting one, but then also like... It's more positive than it was, but there's also a big chance we're not getting one.
Exactly.
So I don't really know.
Who really knows?
Anyway, if I was doing the negotiations... These are the top three things that I would demand.
Are you about to solve the whole problem?
Trade negotiations with Brexit.
Okay.
At three, Belgian chocolate.
Yes.
Oh, so good.
Absolutely.
Honestly, if supplies go low.
Yeah.
Forget medicine. Don't forget medicine.
Remember medicine.
Remember medicine. But Belgian chocolate's relatively...
It's up there, isn't it?
It's up there, yeah.
For sure.
Two, I'd just say, you know what? We want the Spanish weather. Give us the sun. It's miserable here at the moment.
Yeah, give us that. What are we
Canary
fine?
Islands are 25 degrees still. Yeah.
Oh, man, that'd be
Get
nice,
tan.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah. Remember the first lockdown was bearable because we just sunbathed the whole time.
Yeah. Oh, it's perfect.
Can't do that now, can we?
Sunbathing every lunchtime.
Yeah, in tier three, just stuck in the drizzle.
Yeah, exactly.
Horrible. And at one, the top thing that I would demand in Brexit negotiations, IKEA.
Absolutely.
And
the meatballs.
And the meatballs, but mostly because I don't want the students of this country to be sat on the floor in their flats.
What are you about students? I've got loads of IKEA furniture.
I don't want Al to be sat on the floor. And we can't build actual furniture, can we?
That was the most political link we've ever done, by the way.
Radio made in Watford. Vibe.
Happy birthday to...
Who?
Happy birthday to...
Who?
Happy birthday, dear who? Happy birthday to who?
One of us was out then.
That was you.
Well, how dare you?
That
right.
was nearly so good, and it was just absolutely awful.
There's such a fine line between so good and just absolutely terrible. Anyway, easy game. I give Al some cryptic clues. He has to tell me whose birthday it is today.
Yeah, easy.
All have birthdays today. First person. People love touching me.
Right.
Cry a lot around me. And I can't sunbathe on the balcony because they're just always there waiting.
Right, hang on. So people love touching me.
Yes.
And they often cry around me. And sling about a balcony.
I can't go out on my balcony. They're always waiting. I can't go and sunbathe.
Is it the Pope?
It is. Pope Francis is 84 today.
Oh, happy birthday, Pope Francis. Wow, that was a good one.
Okay, second person. I always have to... Waits for you when you constantly leave a light on. Well, it's just you and I here, so it had to be you. I thought you were the better half of me.
Oh.
Oh, now you're gone.
Tom Walker.
It is.
Did I tell you my Tom Walker story?
No, you didn't.
He went to my school.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he did.
Is he same age as you?
No, he was 2 years below. I was friends with a group of guitar-y type people who he was mates with, but I didn't know him. He seemed like a nice guy, you know, sort of saw him around, but I didn't know him. I'm not going to pretend we were besties, which I guess a lot of people from my school probably do now.
Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, that's a good story, isn't it?
This next one. I carry people for long distances. This is a thing, by the way. Mm. I carry people for long distances. Apart from this year, I'm not carrying anyone at the moment.
Hang on. Do that one again.
So I carry people long distances.
Right.
It's 117 years old, by the way. Oh, apart from this year, because I'm not carrying anyone anywhere at the moment.
So is it a thing or a person?
It's a thing.
It's a thing. Is it the... Is it the... No, hang on a minute. Is it... It's 117 years old.
17.
So, it's from 1903.
Yeah.
And it carries people long distances. Is it the Orient Express?
No! It's an aeroplane.
Oh. I was overthinking that one.
First aeroplane flight on this day, 1903. The Wright brothers, first sustained motorised aircraft flight at 10:35 in the morning, Orville Wright.
That's a good one. That's also a really hard one.
Yeah, exactly. I told you it was hard. Well, this is the first one you've ever not got.
Yeah, you threw me off.
I'm so happy with that.
Vibe 107.6.
It's time for this.
It's the most wonderful quiz. Oh, the most wonderful quiz. Oh, the most wonderful quiz of the year.
Did you like that?
You did tell me before it was your best intro yet.
Do you think it was?
It's that or the Tom Jones one.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I enjoyed that, actually. I'm a bit out of breath now.
Okay.
So what we've got is a Christmas music quiz. We've talked about Christmas music quite a lot today. And we're going back to it. But the thing is, I think this is quite tough. All you've got to do is name the Christmas song. So I'm going to play a clip.
Oh, no.
Thing is, the clips are quite short, okay?
Yeah.
So just one point for each. Name the Christmas song. Don't need the artist. So are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Number one.
Oh, what? Is that the Pogues and Kirsty, what's her name, with Fairy Tale in New York?
Is that your final answer?
Yes. Damn.
No, it's Driving Home for Christmas.
It's Chris Rea.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That was short.
That was short. That was the shortest one.
Okay.
Okay, you ready for number two?
Way to start it easy.
Okay. Yeah, I thought I'd throw you in at the deep end. Here's number two.
Oh, Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time.
Very good. Yeah, very good indeed. Paul McCartney there, Wonderful Christmas Time.
Excellent.
Wonderful indeed. All right. Here's number three.
Oh, Oh no.
Need the name of the song, please.
Yeah, I know. You don't need me just going da-da. oh my god. Can you play it again?
Yeah, sure. Here it is.
Oh, I know what it is. I just can't think of the name.
Come on. I'll give you 10 seconds.
I don't know. I've forgotten.
Are you passing?
Yeah.
Okay. It is Rocking Around the Christmas Tree by Brenda Lee.
Of course it is.
Dun, 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 rocking around.
Blimmin' Brenda Lee.
Oh, sorry. Right, okay, number four, you ready?
Yeah. I don't know. Again. Oh, for goodness sake.
Do you want it once more?
Yeah, I do. I know the song. I don't know what any Christmas songs are called, apparently.
Just go through it in your head and get to the first line.
It's not We Could Be Lonely This Christmas.
No, it's not.
No. Oh, that's my guess.
That's your guess.
Yeah.
That was also incorrect. It was Santa Baby.
Santa Baby.
Wow, you're doing terrible. You've got 1 out of 4 so far.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Number 5. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Let's have a go with this, see how you get on.
Step into Christmas.
2 out of 5. That is terrible.
Is that the end though?
Yeah. Do you want to do the song again?
Yeah. Go on then.
All right.
It's the most wonderful quiz. Oh, the most wonderful quiz. Oh, the most wonderful quiz of the year.
Radio made in Watford.
Vibe.
Last night was a big night in Chateau Blumsom.
Oh, yeah.
In the Chateau Blumsom. Yeah, in my flat. Mm. It was the, we called it the household derby.
Oh, yeah, I saw you tweeted about this.
Yeah. So I love Watford Football Club, but I have to admit, I'm a Tottenham fan. Mm. Always have been. Family club. It's sort of local.
And it's okay to admit that.
It's okay to admit that. It's okay to admit you're a Tottenham fan, even after losing last night. But my girlfriend is a Liverpool fan.
Okay.
So it was Tottenham Liverpool up at Anfield, and tension was had.
What was the score?
2-1 to Liverpool. They scored in the with 3 minutes to go.
2-1's my favourite score, actually.
Why?
Because it's exciting, because it's not one of those things where nobody scores for like an hour and a half and you think, oh, come on.
Well,
you know, so there's immediately, from early on, there's tension and it's who's it going to be? It could go either way.
Yeah, it was the winning goals were like 3 minutes left.
Yeah.
It was just gutting. I was gutted.
I'm so sorry.
Heidi said she's never seen someone do the dishes more aggressively.
How often does this happen in your...
Twice a season, okay. Tottenham will play Liverpool, unless they play in the cups as well. It is. It's tense. It's very tense because she's... This is going to be a major issue if we have children. Because the thing is, this is the way I see it. Like,
yeah.
I'm sort of okay with Heidi being a Liverpool fan because she came that way.
Yeah.
Like, she was a Liverpool fan before we met.
Mm.
If my children become Liverpool fans, I will see that as a personal slight on me.
Yeah, that's difficult, isn't
it? I will take it... I'll say they've personally... betrayed me if they don't support Tottenham.
Yeah.
Because they have a choice.
Yeah, exactly. This is it. Well, they've got to go one way or the other.
We say they have a choice.
Yeah.
If they want me to stick around.
Yeah. They don't want to have an absent father.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, absent emotionally anyway. I won't be taking to football in a Liverpool kit. 80818, started text with Vibe. When were you and your partner on different teams? For anything.
Vibe 107.6.
Have you and Phoebe ever been on different teams?
Well, I was thinking about this. And you know how it was the first time this year that I'd watched I'm a Celeb?
Yeah.
And we got so into it. And actually, I think I realised only when it came to the final that she was Team Giovanna.
Oh, God!
And I was Team Jordan. No, yeah. I like Giovanna, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, so did I, but I didn't want her to win.
Yeah, and it sort of... I think Phoebe had kind of probably given hints as to that, as to talking about Giovanna quite a lot during the series. But I think it only occurred to me, sort of at the 11th hour, that actually we were going to be divided on this.
80818, Sarty Text with Vibe. When were you and your partner in different teams? Just quick, you proposed to Phoebe this year.
I did, yes.
Did you think at any point during the final, you know what, just give it back?
Not quite.
Vibe 107.6.
Rumours have started that there's a very popular noughties band that could be coming back.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, you know you said that new Christmas songs should be banned, and you've retracted that statement.
Yeah.
Apparently, S Club 7, as a 7, are going to reunite and potentially release some new music.
I'm well up for that.
I don't want the new music. I just don't think it's needed.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, when bands get back together and release new music, generally that's the less interesting part of it, isn't it? It's the new music.
Yeah.
Except take that.
I'll give them that. To be fair, they've done some good stuff. But Tina's been talking, and she says that all 7 of them... Even Paul!
Wow.
I mean, Paul needs the money.
Yeah.
But even Paul's wants to get involved with it. So, as they might be coming back, any excuse, really, should we...
100%.
I thought I couldn't pick between two songs. I played a little bit of Reach there, but the song that we all want to hear...
Yeah. Iconic, isn't it?
This takes me back to school discos.
Oh, yeah.
Dancing by myself. Yeah, come on.
Vibe 107.6.